That is exactly what we need. Just remain standing, Brother Jimmy Moyes, evangelist from Laos. The church is in Laos, Tennessee. Amen. We'll say it that way. And appreciate Brother Moyes and his family being with us tonight. Amen. God bless you, preacher.
Amen. Luke chapter 22 tonight. Luke chapter number 22. And the pastor watches for your souls.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. As they that must give an account. So I appreciate, I look forward to the day 30 years from now when my daughter's getting married. I look forward to that. And, but probably going to be sooner than I think. But I do pray God to give them a man out of a church, a man who's faithful to the church. You fellas get your notes out all right. Just make a, be brave enough to come and ask for her hand. Amen. But I don't know why this got brought up tonight, but and I left my pistol at the house. Man, somebody probably let me borrow one if I needed it, I'm sure. Amen. And I'm in Kentucky. I better not say that. But get back to Tennessee to our governor. But be quiet and preach, preacher. Amen. All right, Luke chapter number 22. And we'll start reading here in verse number 14. Kind of a different message tonight, but really feel like this is where the Lord would have us to be. And Luke chapter 22 and verse number 14. The Bible said, and when the hour was come, he sat down, and the 12 apostles with him. And he said unto them, with desire I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say unto you, I will not any more eat thereof until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God. And he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say unto you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come. And he took bread and gave thanks and brake it and gave unto them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. Likewise, also the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you.
Amen.
Notice what you'll see here. In verse number 16, he said, for I say unto you. Do you notice that tonight? And verse number 18, he said, for I say unto you. And then he says in verse number 19, in the middle part, this is my body which is given for you. And then in verse number 20, he said at the end, this is the cup of the New Testament of my body which is shed for you. Yeah. Amen. And I noticed something about this text, but I want to just preach on this thought, or who are you in Luke 22?
Amen.
Who are you? I'm talking about you personally tonight. Who are you in Luke 22? Let's pray. Father, I thank you for your word tonight. I thank you for these that have come out to hear it. God, what a blessing it is any time to come to Island Ford Baptist Church. And God, I pray tonight that it'll always be that way until you come. And I pray that you'd speak through me tonight what your people need in Jesus' name. Amen. You can be seated tonight. Where I got this thought here out of this text tonight, I was reading one day, or I've been studying for a while in Luke chapter number 22, and sometimes you like to get a catchy title, or preachers think we have to have a title before we preach, and I like titles, but I was preaching and had this thought out of the first six verses. Now look at the first six verses. The Bible said, now the feast of unleavened bread drew nigh, which is called the Passover, and the chief priests and scribes sought how they might kill him, for they feared the people. And they entered Satan into Judas, surnamed Iscariot, being of the number of the 12. And he went his way and communed with the chief priests and captains how he might betray him unto them. And they were glad and covenanted to give him money. Now, this is where I got my thought here. And then it turned into the whole chapter. And I'm going to try to hit the highlights. But it said in verse 6, and he promised and sought opportunity to betray him unto them in the absence of the multitude.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I wrote my Bible right there on who are you in the absence. And that's going to be my first point when I get to it here in just a minute. But as I was studying that thought on who are you in the absence, I got to looking at different people here in Luke chapter number 22. And the things that happened in their life and the things that they did and the things that were said to them. And I believe the Bible tells us this is how we ought to read the Bible. Place yourself in the place of these people and look and see what you are that would fit the text. Would that be
good tonight? Amen, Brother Hall. The Bible is given by the inspiration of God, and it's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. We need to be corrected. I mean, I can look anywhere in the Bible and find correction for my life. I can look anywhere in the Bible and find instruction for my life, rightly divided. Amen. And not only that, when I look into the Word of God and I hear the Word of God by the Holy Ghost, I mean, I'm glad when there's not a preacher around, I can hear the Word of God by the Holy Ghost. And I thank God when there is a preacher around, Holy Ghost preacher, I can hear the Word of God. But the Bible said in James 1, but be ye doers of the Word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. We're deceiving ourselves to think we can read the Word of God, we can hear the Word of God preached, and not do what it says and expect good results out of it. Amen. Expect it to affect our life. He said, but be ye doers of the Word and not hearers only. He said, for if any be a hearer of the Word and not a doer, the Bible said he is likened to a man that beholdeth his face in a glass, his natural face in a glass. That's in essence when we read the Word of God, when the Word of God's preached. I tell you what kind of preaching I like, Brother Josh, is the kind where the man of God takes a mirror of the Word of God and says, look at yourself and see where you're at. Amen. He said, for he beholdeth himself and goeth his way and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deeds. I'm looking tonight at a bunch of people. You ever heard somebody use the expression, they're a piece of work? Amen. I'm a piece of work tonight, and you're a piece of work tonight, and I'm glad he's still willing to work on me, and he's willing to work on you. I've told you this, not to boast your head, but this is one of the greatest churches that I've ever been in, and that's a compliment to you. But don't let it get you puffed up in pride. I don't believe that it will. But if we cease to take the Bible, Brother Hall, and to look at it, and I believe it'd be best, first of all, to look at ourselves. Either look at Christ first, and then look at ourselves, and line ourselves up with him, we're not going to get any help out of the Word of God. And so let me say again, he says, for he beholdeth himself and goeth his way. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is likened to a man who beholdeth his natural face in a glass. Yeah. You know what that's telling me? You can find out a lot about your natural self, a lot about your nature in the Word of God. Amen. You believe that's what that's saying, Brother, yes, Brother Shepherd?
Yes, sir.
And this was boiling on my heart driving in from Brother Logsdon's, and I had to scribble it down whenever I got to the hotel. But I feel like that's what God has for this church tonight. And I'm just going to hit the highlights. I've got 6 points, and I tried to write as little down as I can. Amen. I'll be over studying an old message, and my wife will walk by and I'll say, God gave me some new light on an old message. She'll say, it's long enough the first time. Don't be adding to it. It's long enough the other time. Amen. But y'all are gluttons for punishment, or Brother Shepherd is. Let me come back. Let me say, first of all, who are you in Luke 22? Amen. And that first point here, who are you in the absence of the multitude? He says there in verse number 6, and he promised and sought opportunity to betray him unto them in the absence of the multitude. Listen tonight, have you ever heard it said, you're really who you are in private. You're really who you are. I mean, even to the point, our wives and our children probably know more about us than anybody else. But I'll tell you who knows more about us than our wives or our children is God Almighty. Amen. I mean, that's who knows more about us in the absence of your family, in the absence of the multitude, in the absence of the church people. Who are you really tonight? Are you a betrayer? Are you a betrayer to the Lord? That's who Judas was when the Lord started saying, Brother Jim, when the Lord started saying, one of you is going to betray me. And the Bible tells us every one of them, it looked like even John, every one of them, or what, John didn't say that, all of them, but John, if I understand it right, said, Lord, is it I? And you know what? When the Lord said it one time, it says, and they doubting of whom he spake. Yep. Amen. When God give me this, I thought surely there ain't none at Island Ford Baptist Church who's a betrayer of the Lord. Now, I don't believe Judas was ever a saved man. I don't believe Judas was ever a saved man. The Lord knew he would not believe. And here's what makes you a betrayer tonight, above everything else, is to be an unbeliever. If you're here lost tonight, you're a betrayer to your Creator. You're a betrayer to the God of grace. He's extended grace. He's allowed it to appear to all men. And if you reject that grace and that mercy, I believe it'd be all right to call you a betrayer tonight. I believe our churches have got more, I'm talking about collectively, not necessarily about this church, and maybe there's one here tonight, I hope not, but I hope if you are a betrayer, an unbeliever, you'll get born again tonight. Hey, listen, Judas heard the sounds of Jesus' word over and over saying, one of you is going to betray me, there's a betrayer, there's a betrayer, although Jesus knew from eternity past that Judas would not believe. I don't believe that he ordained him to hell, and he reached out to him with his word spoken unto him, and listen, it finally got down where he said, the one that I passed the sop to, in their custom the sop was for the most honored guest, and Jesus handed him that sop, and the Bible said after the sop, after the last try of grace in Judas's life, the devil entered into him. Amen. I don't necessarily think everybody that's lost, the devil physically enters in like he must have in Judas, but I'm telling you this, there may be a deadline for you tonight, betrayer.
Right.
Amen.
Yes, sir, that's right.
Women tonight, this self-esteem, feel-good preaching in our day in most churches is leaving the pews full of lost betrayers and those that are calling God a liar. He didn't believe what Jesus said about himself. Hey, you know what he called Jesus? He called him a liar. He didn't believe what God the Father said about his son. And in 1 John 5 said, if you've not believed the record that God gave of his son, you make God a liar. And tonight, who are you in Luke 22? Who are you in the absence? Who are you really down in your heart? And by the way, really in your heart's not absent of God tonight. God has showed it unto every man. That which may be known of God is manifest in them. And listen tonight, so that's my first point tonight. Are you a betrayer of the Lord?
Amen.
In the absence? Are you one thing in here? One thing at home, but you're another thing whenever you're away from the multitude. That makes sense tonight? I've tried to learn a long time ago, Brother Hall, to not argue with God, just preach what he tells you to. And that's what I'm saying tonight. God's moving on somebody's heart. It may just be on the radio. It may be in here. But who are you tonight in Luke 22? Who are you in the absence of? Betrayer? Are you a betrayer of the Lord? You say, well, what kind of interest have you got in the things of God that you think's better than heaven? Amen. I mean, there's people getting earthly gain from the houses of God, from the people of God, and they're making merchandise, the Bible says. Hey, before Judas ever went down there and said, what will you give me? He had to ask himself, what can I get? What are you trying to get out of God's house? What are you trying to get out of being so-called a Christian tonight? Whether on the radio tonight or in here, listen, what's in that for you? He said, what will you give me there in Matthew 26? And he had to say, what can I get for him? Listen tonight, there's a priceless gift called the Son of God, an eternal life. And the Bible said this is eternal life, that you may know God the Father and His Son, Jesus Christ. Do you know him tonight? Well, it'd be good not to lead, not to go any further in 2021 and be a betrayer of the Lord.
Amen.
So who are you tonight? Who are you in the absence of betrayer? And I thank God for you and I that are saved. I hope you can answer that in your heart and say, oh yes, I remember when I believed the truth and I stopped believing the lie, and I believed the truth and I was begotten a truth.
Amen.
Who are you in the absence, but who are you to the Almighty? Amen. Who are you to the Almighty? Says there in the verses we read, Jesus has went up there for the Passover with his disciples. That was a select group. He went up there, Brother Hall, with his apostles, a select group there that he had. Amen. And he was saying to them this about the Passover, and no doubt this applies to me and you tonight who are saved by the grace of God.
Amen.
This is the Lord's Supper, isn't it? So he says in verse number 15, and he said unto them, with desire, I have desire. Ain't you glad tonight that the Almighty has a desire to fellowship with you?
Amen.
I'm glad I can look at this and say, who am I in this text? And the Holy Ghost say, look at who you are to God right there. Listen, child of God, more and more in America, Christians are not what they used to be in America as far as what how they see us. There was a time a church and God's people were of great value to a nation. But now more and more, we're becoming a nuisance to their wickedness.
You're right.
Amen. Jesus said, with desire, I have desire. In case I don't get to it in this chapter, I'll get to it most likely, but he told him that Satan had desired to have you, he may sift you as wheat. We call it communion sometimes, not with the Lord's Supper. Is that the wrong way to refer to it? I think it's referred to it as communion in the book of Corinthians. Listen, the great communion, the great fellowship is based off of Jesus' body being broken there on the cross of Calvary. And his bruise, he was bruised for our iniquities. He was beaten and all that he went through. That was so we could have this sweet fellowship that we have by the power of the Holy Ghost tonight. That cup was a picture of his blood, which was shed for the remission of our sins that separated us from him tonight. To thank the Almighty God had such a desire that he wanted to fellowship with me. He is willing to come and allow his body to be his body, not broken, amen, but allow his body to be beaten and his body to be broken but not his bones, amen, and allow his blood to be shed that I could be an heir and a joint heir with Jesus. In the absence, are you a betrayer? But to the Almighty, are you an heir? Amen. I'm glad I'm an heir tonight. And a joint heir with Jesus. He is going to suffer and bleed and die. And he is going to go down the lower parts of the earth, come back up, stay 40 days. And he went back to heaven and he's seated at the right hand of the throne of God. And I believe God can't wait for all of us to get together again and to be together for eternity and to be around the throne worshiping and just enjoying being an heir and a joint heir with Jesus Christ. Hey, God's got a great desire tonight to fellowship and to have something to do with you. I've got family, a real family that don't want to have anything to do with me tonight. I'm glad for God's people who have something to do with me tonight, but if you cease to want to have something to do with me, I'll still have a Savior in heaven, an advocate, thank God tonight. I'll still have my mediator, and thank God he's seated there tonight on his throne. And when I look at that, I see that he's an heir of all things, the Bible says.
Amen.
We're seated with him, the Bible says. He says in this text, verse number 29, he said, and I appoint unto you a kingdom as my Father hath appointed unto me, that ye may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, amen, and sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. So right now in time, we're seated together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. But he said one day we're going to sup with him in his kingdom and we're going to sit on thrones. I understand maybe that's not everybody that's going to do that, but maybe just the ones that have been faithful, not because we're anything, but that ain't my goal tonight of getting into that. But if we're saved, we're going to be a part of God's kingdom. Wouldn't that be right?
That's right.
I'm having a better time of this than I thought. Matthew 26:29, he said, but I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until the day when I drink it new with you in my kingdom. Boy, that with you, amen, ought to just stand out in our heart. I preach a lot about not having much self-esteem and not look at yourself so great and all of that, but I want to preach more and more on how God sees us and what we are in Christ, Brother Hall. We're going to need it if the Lord don't come very soon. He may be the only friend we've got when times get hard, and they're probably going to get harder.
Yes, sir.
Amen. So who are you in Luke 22? Who are you in the absence? Are you a betrayer? Who are you to the Almighty tonight? That's what I see in Luke 22. Are you an heir and a joint heir with Jesus?
Amen.
When he said that, you there, are you going to be included? Or is he going to say, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire? I never knew you.
Amen.
Amen.
Yep.
So who are you tonight? Who are you tonight in the assembly? Who are you tonight? Now what happened here? Jesus, he institutes the Lord's Supper and he's telling them, he says, Brother Hall, in the midst of this, he says, verse number 21, but behold, the hand of him that betrayeth me is with me on the table. I believe he's still trying. But evidently he's not, because before that he's already entered into him. May he rightly divide it there. He said, the one that's going to betray me is with me on the table. So, in the assembly here, even in the church that Jesus started here, amen, whether what you believe about that or not, that ain't the subject, but would you agree with me, Jesus is talking about the worst you could get in betraying him. I mean, what could get worse than that? And I said, by betraying him, being an unbeliever, what could get worse than that? So Jesus is talking about the worst. He said, there's somebody among us that's done the worst thing you could do. Well, you know what they start doing? They get talking about who's the best.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. Right.
And if we don't watch that, that's where we'll go to. We'll get talking about the worst, and we'll just get talking about how good we are. Look at that. It says in verse number 21, but behold, the hand of him that betrayeth me is with me on the table, and truly the Son of Man goeth as it was determined. But woe unto that man by whom he is betrayed. And they began to inquire among themselves which of them it was that should do this thing. And there was also a strife among them, which of them should be accounted the greatest. He's the greatest tonight. Amen.
Amen.
I don't believe the Lord is against them for striving to be great. Amen. But he said, well, let's just keep reading what he said. Verse number 25, and he said unto them, the kings of the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and they exercise authority upon them that are called benefactors. But ye shall not be so, but he that is greatest among you, let him be as the younger, and he that is chief as he that doth serve. For whether is greater, he that sitteth at meat or he that serveth? Is not he that sitteth at meat, but I am among you is he that serveth. Ye are they which have continued with me in my temptations. So tonight, on this one, I'll say, who are you in the assembly? Are you a server?
Amen.
The Bible says, by love, serve one another. Amen. It can be as maybe what we call as extreme as we're willing to go. It's anywhere in the world God wants us to go, Brother Kuhn, to serve a people and to serve them, move, sell everything, move out. You're going out there to serve God and to serve His people.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
Brother Josh. And that's what will make you a great preacher. But hey, there's plenty of serving to do around here at Island Ford Baptist Church. If you look at, and this is the lower end of it, you look over and see trash on the floor. I don't know if y'all pay somebody to clean this or there's somebody that's set aside to do that, but don't look over there and say, oh, well, we pay them to do that.
Right.
Just pick it up.
Amen.
Serve by love. Serve one another.
Amen.
I hope it ain't like it is in most places. The ones that are serving is the ones that's been doing it for years. Right. They've got all the load on them. Probably ain't like that around here. Hopefully not. But take the load off one another.
Amen.
You know what? When I look at this and the Holy Ghost said, who are you in Luke 22? He said, who are you in the assembly? Do you want to be a servant?
Amen.
Amen. Servant attitude will work in the house of God. It'll work at your house. It'll work at the workplace. Amen. And if they get back, I ain't going to say much about the White House. And not that the reason I just go way off. Amen. But if they'd realize they're servants.
Right.
And still Mr. Great Senator.
Right.
Or Mr. Great Governor.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
So who are you in the assembly tonight? They're all talking about the worst.
Yep.
Then they get an argument about it. Says strife there about who's the greatest.
Yep.
Now I don't know what happened to the rest of them, but later on, one of them who was arguing, Peter, he came to his lowest.
Yep, sure did.
In this chapter, and I'll get to it in a few minutes, he came to his lowest.
Yes, he did.
You get to worrying about the worst and start trying to make yourself be perceived as the greatest. You better watch out. You'll get to your lowest.
Yep. That's
good. Amen. Yes, sir. Amen tonight.
Amen.
Who are you in the assembly? The Bible says, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. That's the greatest, ain't it? Thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation.
Amen.
They was trying to build a reputation as the greatest. Made himself no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant.
Amen.
Reason Paul said, let this mind be in you, because our mind don't want to think like that.
Right.
Mine don't. Does yours?
Right.
I like to be served.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
You do too, and you know it.
Right.
God said, you want to be great, be a servant.
Amen.
Brother Philip, you seeing you in this text? In this Luke 22?
Amen.
We're all in there.
Yep, we are.
Who are you in the assembly tonight? Are you a server?
Amen.
Amen. Romans 6:22 says, being made free from sin, ye became the servants of God.
Amen.
Oh, isn't it worth it? How do we worth it? Free from sin? I mean, just acquitted by Almighty God, justified in His sight, fit for heaven, thank God. It's worth it to serve Him.
Amen.
It's our reasonable service.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Let me ask you this tonight, and hearing this text, who are you to the adversary?
Mm.
Amen.
Amen.
Who are you to the adversary? Are you a beholder? You just, that word behold means pay close attention to.
Right.
Means, hey, look here.
Amen.
We better behold what's going on around us. I promise you the spirit of Antichrist, the spirit of the devil is at work mightily in our land.
Amen.
So Peter and them's talking about who's the greatest. And the Lord says in verse, he talks about a kingdom. He says, yes, you know what? We're gonna be together forever. But he said, but until then, do you get that glorified body, Peter? He said, Simon, Simon,
yep.
Behold, Satan hath desired to have you, he may sift you as wheat. I could say tonight, the Lord said, Brother Shepherd, behold.
That's right.
Satan hath desired to have you that he may sift you as wheat. You know what's going on in America? A sifting.
That's right. Sure enough. Yep.
The devil's trying to sift, well, he's been sifting this nation for years. They're trying to erase everything good and like the wheat, amen.
Right.
Picture of good, and they're trying to leave all the bad.
Right.
Y'all with me tonight?
Yes,
amen.
Amen.
This message is a roller coaster. We're shouting about being an heir, but we ain't home yet.
Right. Amen.
Amen.
Right.
I'm doing pretty good. I'm on the fourth point of six. So, amen. Amen. You know not what you ask for. Who are you in Luke 22 tonight? The Holy Ghost said, who are you to the adversary? Are you a beholder of your own flesh? I mean, he'd already named him Peter.
Yeah.
He said, Simon! Simon, flesh, flesh,
yep.
Old man,
yep.
Weak man, weak man. He said, behold. I believe he's saying, behold your flesh, Simon. Then he said, behold your foe. Behold, Satan hath desired to have you. He's our adversary tonight. He's our foe. And we're no match for him outside of the Spirit of God. I'm glad greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world tonight. Amen. But listen, how much are we dependent on he that is in us?
Yes, sir.
We got an adversary, the devil. He walketh about seeking whom he may devour.
Yes, sir.
Our flesh is our enemy tonight.
Yes, sir, it is.
Right. We got a foe, our flesh, but I'm glad, thank God. Who am I to the adversary? I'm a beholder not only of my flesh, and of my foe in verse number 31, but I'm a beholder of my friend.
Amen.
Amen. He said, I've prayed for you.
Amen.
I'm glad he's up there tonight as my intercessor. I'm glad I can go to him any time of the night. Listen, I'll be a friend to you, but you call me at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm probably not my first reaction to be a friend to you. We got a smartphone, just smart aleck calling me. Ain't no bomb that can blow up communication between me and God.
Right.
If it blows me up, I'll be right there in his presence.
Amen.
Amen. You have an adversary tonight.
Yep.
You're a beholder of it. You pay attention to what the book says and what it says about you and the devil and about your friend that you need more than anything else.
Amen.
There's a friend that's sticking closer than a brother.
Amen.
This thing goes very much further. There's going to be those that say they're in the family of God and they're going to side with the adversary against you. There's going to be more of your family if the Lord doesn't come. And the more you're seen as a nuisance, they're going to be against you and telling on you and going to sign against you with the government. But you got a friend. What a friend we have in Jesus. Amen. Hey, what a friend we have in Jesus. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Amen. I'm glad he's praying, but I'll tell you what, we need a prayer from each other. So that's the other one. Not only tonight, who are you in the absence? Who are you to the Almighty? Who are you in the assembly? Who are you to the adversary? Who are you to another? Jesus said, Simon, Simon, Satan hath desired to have you that he may sift you as wheat, but I have prayed for you.
Amen.
I'm glad he is tonight, but I'll tell you what, I sure wish you'd pray for me.
Yeah, amen.
I know you do. I sure hope you read those prayer letters, those missionaries out there.
Amen.
It's been something to deal with all this stuff here in America, but I'm telling you, there's missionaries out there have been dealing with worse than we have in a long time, but it's even more magnified with all of this going on.
Right. Yes, sir.
Right.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Amen.
The Bible said, pray one for another.
Yeah.
Jesus said, I've prayed for you.
Amen.
Paul said to many of the churches he wrote to, he said, I have remembrance of you in my prayers always. He said, praying night and day. He said, praying that Christ will be formed in you and that you'll work according to the power of his might and it'll be a work in your life. Hey, we better pray for one another.
Amen.
Are you a prayer? Is that right, English tonight? I guess you spell prayer and prayer the same way, don't you? Are you a prayer?
Amen.
To another, for another. We need to pray one for another, the Bible says.
Amen.
It ain't just a religious activity. It's a thing that needs to be done.
Right.
Listen tonight, we better learn to pray in the Holy Ghost more than we ever have.
Absolutely.
We better put aside everything we can to find a closet. We better do everything we can. They sung that song, Turn the Tide. And I've been praying, Lord, if it's your will, let America be what it once was. But hey, according to Bible prophecy, if we're as close as we think we are, and maybe we're not, and if we're not, I'm praying it'll go back and maybe even better than it was. But instead of turning the tide, he may allow the tide to drown this country.
Right. Yep.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
But either way, we need to pray. You're either going to leave tonight encouraged or just beaten down. Who are you?
Amen.
Luke 22, who are you to another? Are you a person of prayer? Let me say, who are you in adversity tonight? Who are you in adversity? Are you a denier? We're living in adverse times. Y'all still with me tonight?
Amen.
I said the other night in the watch night service, one minute I'm sad and next minute I'm glad.
Yeah.
Sad about what's taking place and what we might have to face, and then I get glad thinking the Lord might come. Amen. And I don't know. I don't know what to be. Do you, Brother Josh? I guess just faithful. This is almost the last point here tonight. I said six. I wrote a little seven down here that I forgot about. Yeah. It's a real short one. In preacher's eyes. Let me say tonight, who are you in adversity? We talked about how that Peter got over there and they was talking about the worst. They was probably thinking, who is that sorry dog? Then they got to arguing about who's the best, who's the greatest. Then Peter gets down here to his lowest. He didn't believe it could happen to him. Y'all stay with me. Look at this. Verse number 32, Jesus said, but I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. He didn't say, I prayed for you so you're not going to go through it.
Nope.
He said, I prayed for you that while you're in it, your faith doesn't fail.
Right.
Because he said, when you're converted. He said, strengthen thy brethren. And he said, this is what Peter said in verse 33. And he said unto him, Lord, I am ready to go with thee both into prison and to death. You know what he said in that statement? It ain't me, Lord. That ain't going to happen to me, Lord. Jesus said in verse 34, and he said unto thee, I tell thee, Peter, the cock shall not crow this day before thou shalt thrice deny that thou knowest me. Amen. Look at verse 54. Then they took him and led him and brought him into the high priest's house. And I did not want to overlook what they did to our Lord and took him, and he willingly went with them. Amen. Verse 54. Then they took them and led him and brought him into the high priest's house, and Peter followed afar off. Now you never know what circumstance might get you further away from God than you think. We can all say, well, if I went through that. Hey, there's one avenue of this virus that where we ought to just say it's an overreaction, but there's another thing. We better watch out for people who are steeped in fear and who have really went to. My wife's lost her dad. And there's people that just belittle that there's anything serious. There is a seriousness to it. And it's something you better watch out about. And especially as children of God, I mean, I don't think we ought to be so sensitive that we just give in to everything. But we ought to be compassionate people.
Amen.
You never know how far adversity might drive you from God. Don't let it drive you from God. Boy, if Peter would have fell on his face and his feet and said, Lord, don't let it happen. I don't know what might have happened, Brother Hall. But he didn't. He just said, hey, no. He said another place, though all men forsake you, I won't. Yeah. Evidently, this is in this same setting in another gospel, wasn't it, Brother Shepherd?
Yep.
Another gospel tells us he went that far, said, though all of them do, I won't. But they come and they take Jesus. Here's the adversity tonight. Listen up. Here's the adversity. The adversity there was that the disciples had forsaken Jesus. How much did you follow him if half this church left?
Right.
Or 95%. What was it? John and Peter. And Peter kind of forsook, but he at least followed afar off. You know what else happened? The government and religion sided against Jesus here. The government and religion sided against Jesus.
Right.
Sound familiar?
Yeah.
Oh, well, no, they got a Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
They'll talk to you about Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
But it's another Jesus.
That's right.
The name of the Jesus of the Bible will bring adversity.
Yep.
Amen?
Yes, sir.
You want to be a denier? You say, I wouldn't. No. Look at something here. Verse number 57 said, and he denied him. This young maid comes and says, you were with Jesus, weren't you? Y'all see that? Verse 57, he denied saying, woman, I am what? Not.
Yep.
Verse 58, and after a little while, another saw him and said, thou art also of them. And Peter said, man, I am not. You see that?
Yep.
Verse 60, and Peter said, man, I know not. Look at verse 62, and Peter went out and wept bitterly. Look up here, everybody. Too many N-O-T's might lead to an O-U-T. You see that? I'm not. I don't know him. I mean, even saying to God, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to obey. I'm not. It may lead to an O-U-T where you go out and weep bitterly. Amen. So I don't know what all the Lord's saying tonight, but this is what he gave me. Who are you in Luke 22? Who are you in adversity? Are you a denier of the Lord? Are you going to stand? Here's the last one. Who are you to the accusers? It says in verse number 63, and the men that held Jesus mocked him and smote him. We've lost our tears about that, haven't we? When they had blindfolded him, they didn't know he could see everything from eternity past to eternity present. He knew who it was, amen. He knew all of it.
Amen.
And when they had blindfolded him, they struck him on the face and asked him, saying, prophesy who it is that smote thee. And many other things blasphemously spake they against him. And as soon as it was day, the elders of the people and the chief priests and the scribes came together and led him into their council, saying, art thou the Christ? Tell us. And he said unto them, if I tell you, you will not believe. And if I ask, and if I also ask you, you will not answer me, nor let me go. He said, hereafter shall the Son of Man sit on the right hand of the power of God. Then said they all, art thou then the Son of God? And he said unto them, ye say that I am. And they said, what need we any further witness? For we ourselves have heard of his own mouth. You got a testimony from your own mouth tonight?
Amen. Amen.
There might be a lot of accusing. There's a lot of accusing about God's people. Has been throughout the generations of accusing God's people.
Right.
Y'all getting this tonight?
Yes, sir.
You going to be a testifier? Amen.
Amen.
I mean, they has already blindfolding him, doing different things to him, it says here, and struck him on the face. Brother Shepherd, but you know what the Lord didn't do? He did not deny who he was.
That's right. Amen.
He testified and said, I'm him.
Amen.
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 So I don't know tonight what the Lord said to you. His own mouth he testified. For we have heard ourselves of his own mouth tonight. I've just tried to mind God tonight, but I ask you, if we try to preach tonight, who are you in Luke 22?
Right.
Who are you about all of this?
Amen.
Let me give it to you one more time. Who are you in the absence? Are you a betrayer tonight? Boy, get that right. You know, the Bible says, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. But you know what the Bible says? That he laid down his life for sinners.
Amen.
He's a friend of sinners.
That's right.
He's your friend tonight, right now, sinner. But he'll be your judge one day.
Yep.
Come while he's your friend.
Right. Amen.
Who are you to the Almighty? Rejoice in it, child of God.
Amen.
I'm glad that can't change, aren't you? If I lose my mind, it won't change.
Right.
Some think I already have. Amen. Who are you in the assembly? Are you a server? 2021, you going to be a greater servant? He said, the greatest among you is your servant.
Right.
You going to just sit back there saying, I'm too great to do this or do that.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. Better learn who you are to the adversary. be a beholder of it. Who are you to another? Be a prayer warrior. Who are you in adversity? I'm not very good with adversity, to be honest with you, and I want to be better at it.
Amen.
Who are you to the accusers? You a testifier?
Amen.
You live for God long enough, or try to. In fact, it don't take too much. You'll get accused of a lot of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody here been accused?
Yes, sir.
I guarantee if they don't accuse you, the accuser's accusing you. I've tried to let accusations make me search myself to make sure that I'm not really what they're accusing me of. And I have been too many times. God has allowed people to accuse me where it had come to my attention of what I really am. But there's been a few times, Brother Philip, they've accused me and I thought I'm not guilty of that. And they'll say, well, if you as a Christian, if you was born again, I want to testify by the grace of God I'm saved tonight.
Amen.
And it doesn't matter what the devil says or the world says, I'm born again tonight.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's stand tonight if you would. Who are you? It's a piano player to come, song leader to come tonight and get ready. This was a scattered message, but I believe it was scattered right.
Yes, sir.
Every head bowed and every eye closed, you search your own heart tonight. My job is to deliver the message. The Holy Ghost's job is to deliver it to your heart.
Yes.
Your job's to respond. What's your response tonight? What's your response? First, get them to play softly. What's your response tonight? Do you need to come? You say, I'm not as bad as Judas. You'll go to the same hell he's in. Oh, Judas, he held the bag. Nobody would suspect him. But Judas, by his own will, went to hell. What about you? Who'll come tonight and say, I want to be a servant of others? I want to be a servant of this church. Matter of fact, we're called to be servants to this community. Paul said in Romans 1, I'm a servant. All that be in Rome, he's a servant. He started out by all of Paul's epistles saying, Paul a servant. Paul a servant. James said, James a servant. Who'll come surrender to be a servant tonight? Who'll come surrender to be a servant tonight? That's a hard call. Slipped her head. What page, Brother Philip?
156.